Hello, everyone. This is your host, Esperanza Thoray. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day in spite of the cold, chilling weather. And today we have a special guest. Her name is Colleen McCartney. I don't know if there's any relation to the singer or not. I never asked, actually. This is the first time. Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Now, before we get started, Colleen, because you're going to share a wonderful, a ton of information, I know, let me give our audience the telephone numbers that in case they want to call in and ask questions. Colleen is going to be talking to us about essential oils. Specifically, she's going to talk to us about the doTERRA essential oils. And in case you have any questions, you're welcome to call 888-710-8061. Again, 888-710-8061 or the direct line 530-413-4529. So any questions you have, please give us a little call and they'll put you through. Colleen, welcome to the show. It's been a little while. I've known you for a little while, but this is the first time I've had you on the show, and I'm very excited because I've known about essential oils for a number of years. The essential oils that I was familiar with was doTERRA and Paralandra. Paralandra is a local in Northern Virginia where we're located. Colleen is also located in Northern Virginia. But now this new wonderful new type of oils, natural oils, which are supposed to be even higher grade than Young Living. Could you tell us a little bit about that? I guess the first thing would be, how did you get started in the oil business? And welcome to the show, by the way.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here tonight. So I got started with essential oils a couple years ago when I was having issues with my allergies, and I was getting 3 shots in each arm just to be able to walk outside. And I was still having allergic symptoms when I would go outside. The doctors told me just go ahead and take an Allegra. So I was very confused if I was taking shots to prevent it, why I was still having issues. Well, my neighbor took pity on me, and she was well-versed in natural remedies, and she got me connected with a girl who teaches workshops herself. And I was open to anything at that point. I wasn't very familiar with the essential oils and what, you know, the extent of their capabilities were, but I was, you know, ready to try anything. I used the lemon, lavender, and peppermint, and I just applied that topically over my sinuses 2 to 3 times a day, and I was able to go without getting any more allergy shots. So what's different, I know, it was great. It was absolutely fantastic because I would spend an hour and a half a week and $50 a week just to get those shots. And to have to go through all that, spend all that money, and not get the results was very, very frustrating. And I even had to keep an EpiPen on me because the shots that they gave me were so strong, it could have put me into shock. So definitely an interesting, very much a learning experience. So what's different about these oils versus your run-of-the-mill oils you're going to be able to find at your health food stores is that these oils are what's called certified pure therapeutic grade. What that means is that all of their plants are sourced from their native origin, and that's going to get you a more potent plant for a more potent oil. What's very particular is that each liter of oil is sent out to get multiple third-party tests. And that's important because the testing is not done in-house, so you can't fudge the testing. And it's, you know, there's 5 different tests done for each liter, so you know exactly what you're getting every time you use the oil, which is why you can actually use these oils internally as dietary supplements.
Wow. That was, I like the fact that they're therapeutic grade because I don't think there's anything on the market, especially in the oil business or essential oils, I should say, that is that high caliber. What would you say is the difference between that certification and pharmaceutical You said it was superior, but I'm not sure I really understand how that is. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, of course. Can you give us a little bit of an insight on that and
Yeah,
explain to us a little bit?
so what certified pure therapeutic grade means is that there. So in the United States, when it comes to essential oils, there's no set standards or regulations on essential oils. So the founders of doTERRA wanted to be able to set a new standard. So that's why they trademarked this process of certified pure therapeutic grade. Now, when you're talking pharmaceutical grade, that falls under the FDA, and that means that it's gone through FDA regulations and testings and all that, which doTERRA does not. That's one of the key things, because the required studies and such to be able to go through the FDA and qualify through that is just so extensive. That's why the pharmaceutical companies they charge so much money for their medications, because they have to pay through the up the wazoo just to get their drugs on the market. And the
Right.
big to know the difference between, going with the synthetic pharmaceutical versus a natural essential oil is that pharmaceuticals are just based on what's found in nature. What they do is, for example, lavender has over 200 compounds that work in synergy. That's why it can be good for allergies, stress, insomnia, burns, and bug bites. Whereas what they do with the pharmaceuticals is they will isolate one of those chemical compounds, synthetically replicate it so they can patent and brand it. So that's why, when you have, you can, I don't know, any time last time someone took a sleeping aid that helped with their allergies. So it's great having side benefits versus the side effects of the pharmaceuticals. That's why the pharmaceuticals have those side effects, because they just have one of those compounds by itself versus all of them together.
Right. And part of the reason the in the medical field they isolate that is to bring out the potency or the power of that specific element that they isolate. And you're right, absolutely, that the side effects are that's one of the reasons there are side effects, and that's why they need a doctor to control the what they give you. What I find very interesting is that the big peeve that the medical field has always had with the natural or homeopath was precisely that when you bought, even if you bought it at Whole Foods or one of the other natural, places where you get natural products like essential oils or other things, home remedies per se, herbs and all that good stuff that are considered home remedies. One of their big issues was that even though these products were given to you, like for example, I used to take Echinacea Golden Seal, which I still do, and I remember the doctor saying to me, "Well, because it's not isolated and controlled like a pharmaceutical, then we can't guarantee that it will give you the same results every time." But based on what you're telling me, that's not the case anymore, because they're doing a little bit beyond. They're able to put themselves at the level of the pharmaceutical grade so that it provides your results and the same level of power per se to do what it needs to do its job to heal the body and so on.
Yeah, what the big misnomer is that the essential oils aren't what's fixing the aren't magic. They're not going to go in and just fix everything. What they do is it's a plant's lifeblood. It's their immune system. So when you're adding that to your body, you're adding the plant's immune system to your body. So it's adding extra tools and resources that your body's lacking due to a nutritional issue, environmental, whatever you have going on. So it's just giving your body extra tools and resources to be able to do the work itself. Because the body is this amazing machine that's really meant to take care of itself. But unfortunately, in the society we live in, most people don't actually take care of themselves the way that they should.
Right. Yeah.
And
so that's, it's very interesting. It gives us so much hope now that we can now have natural products. Because, I mean, it's not just essential oils. It's doTERRA is much more than just essential oils. And by the way, the name of your company is Totally Essential. .com, correct?
Totallyessential.org. We are in the works to get to the .com. There's somebody in
there. I know. We're also used to the .org that, you know, it just becomes habit. Yeah, that's right. So it's very, very interesting. I find that that we now have this capability of a much higher product, because I know I've heard doctors say that before. So I'm really pleased to hear that it's not the case any longer, and we have the advantage of the benefits and the strength of a pharmaceutical without the negative part of the pharmaceutical. I wanted also for you to talk to us about what kind of work you're doing with the essential oils, because, I mean, you're pretty extraordinary. You've accomplished, and I know this because, you know, I've met you and I've got an opportunity to talk to you. I've had the opportunity to meet you in person and to find out that Colleen has accomplished in. I mean, you make a living off essential oils. It's like your full-time job. You make enough income to live off of it, and you do it well. And you've accomplished, I know you've just been awarded very recently, I believe this summer, for the achievements you've accomplished within, you know, this business of the doTERRA essential oils that you do.
Yeah,
I myself am a little bit a member of Colleen's group of people who sell these oils. I haven't really started to do it professionally, but I know the oils are great. So that's one of the reasons, one, I have Colleen here, and two, that I want to know more and more about these oils. But you've had the opportunity to really, you know, blow this business out of the water and accomplish what some people accomplished in two, you've accomplished in one. So you're a really avid networker and you know your stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of it just comes from, you know, you're coming from the heart. You know, you're going in with the mindset of serving others. You know, there's people who go into it for the money, and people, when you're talking to someone, they know right offhand that you're in there talking to them, trying to sell them on something. I did corporate IT sales for 10 years, and I am done selling people on something. I am here to educate and empower people to be able to take care of themselves. And if they're not interested, I can tell you that there is a line of people that are. You know, it's really great in that aspect. Plus, you know, I work with a bunch of different wellness centers. I speak at a bunch of different expos and conferences as a keynote speaker to do presentations on how to use essential oils from everything from your everyday life, using them for your kids and your pets, to using them within your energy work practice. There are so many different applications. And with doTERRA, they actually have more than just essential oils. They have, you know, entire skincare lines. They have, you know, natural laundry soap, you know, natural body care. So it's a lot of it also is reducing your toxic intake. And
yes.
Most people don't realize that the stuff that you put on your skin is your largest organ. So whenever you're putting something on your skin, it's getting into your body. So, you know, just in your overall life, you have so much toxicity that most people just don't even realize.
Exactly.
Anything that's pretty much anything in your life, if it smells good, if it has a smell to it and it's bought at the grocery store, it's probably some sort of synthetic chemical that is being used to make it smell that way. So you may want to kind of take a look at that, because there's a lot of stuff that's gotten pretty questionable these days. Now, if it had been 50 years ago, it's a totally different story. But these days, a lot of the products out there are getting pretty dicey.
Well, one of the interesting things I find, I remember when I was a kid, that when someone advertised their products online, or, well, not online, because in those days the computer was not that familiar, but when they advertised their products in, you know, on television or the radio or the newspaper, wherever, the traditional means of marketing, they really, you know, they didn't talk about what you can, you know, they didn't talk about what you could accomplish with all these products. It's like, I'm just really impressed at the way the capability of the internet has transformed and is able to get the word out there about these products. So,
oh yeah, I mean, there's videos. I mean, I have people from all over the world that I talk to, and if I can't connect with them, then I send them a YouTube video of a workshop that's already been recorded, and they're able to learn about it from the comfort of their own home. You know, I can send them some samples for them to play with while they're watching the video, so it's having a very similar experience to being there in person, which is really great, considering that there's so many people out there that have health issues or have health concerns that want to have a healthier lifestyle and don't know where to go.
Right. And especially, I guess, in today's world where people have lost their jobs and a lot of people are either starting a business if they can, or they're looking for opportunities. I met several people who are looking for opportunities to do something on their own, because getting a job sometimes is not an option. So they look at alternatives ways, and this is a great business opportunity. Not only that, but one of the things I love about your products specifically is that some people have issues with medications and their stomach, you know, they have reactions with the pills or whatever other chemicals they're taking as vitamins. And yet you guys, what impressed me was that the vitamins you guys have are actually liquid gels, which contain the essential oils inside. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's a really great way to be able to get the essential oils in your system on a daily basis without having to figure out, okay, how much of this one and how much of this one. And I've actually talked to a number of nutritionists who were quite surprised that not just the one that had the essential oils in it was awesome, because that's, you know, not an everyday type of supplement, but the other, it's a 3-pack of supplements that doTERRA has, and they were just completely blown away that the proportions were actually what your body needs. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that not only do your vitamins need to be in a correct proportion for your body to absorb it, but it also needs to be from a, you know, a viable source. Something like Centrum is pretty much crushed up rock. So you're just having very expensive you know, waste in the bathroom, because it just goes right through you because your body doesn't absorb it. Then there's other things out there like Nature's Made, which is sounds all fantastic until you realize it's made from GMO plants. So there's a lot more that goes into vitamins than just, you know, here's a vitamin, oh, I'm taking vitamins and I'm going to be better. Once I started actually taking the supplements, that's when my allergies completely went away. And I also have narcolepsy, which is a sleeping disorder where I don't actually get into REM sleep. So I'm pretty much walking around every day like I've been up for 3 days. And so after taking the supplements that they have, there's an extra one called Mito2Max, which actually oxygenates your mitochondria, thus creating energy on a cellular level. That has completely changed my life, because I was on very, very illicit and expensive medications prior to, and now I don't have to take a single medication ever.
Yeah. Is that the disorder that you have to connect yourself to a breathing apparatus at night, otherwise you forget to breathe?
That's sleep apnea, but they they thought that it was that at first. Usually if anyone has any sleep disorder, they're going to throw a CPAP machine, which is what you sleep with, on you before they run with anything else.
Okay. The reason I ask you is because I know my brother. He also has that problem. He developed it a few years ago. And I knew when I was living in California, I had an office partner who who had that problem. Actually, there were two people. One was the project manager in our job, and then another one was a coworker. And both of them, you know, they were a little bit overweight, especially one of them, and they had problems where if they weren't hooked up to the machine, they would literally, your air would shut off. And that's pretty scary. And now I heard that my brother has that, so I'm wondering if that might be a way to help them out with something of that type.
Yeah, actually, my father has sleep apnea. They diffuse either peppermint or the blend called Breathe. And so you don't want to put the oil in the water basin because the oils will actually break down the plastics. But there's a little foam filter guy that you can put a drop of the oil on, so it actually pulls it through the air without breaking down the plastic. Because the foam filter guy, you have to replace every couple of weeks anyway, so that's totally fine.
So you actually put it within the machine to inhale it?
Yeah, you can. You know, if you the best way that I absolutely recommend is just using a diffuser and having the diffuser right by the air intake. But this. You know, if you don't have a diffuser, you know, you kind of got to make do with what you have.
Yeah. In talking about natural products and what they're made of, even when you go to Whole Foods, you think that everything at Whole Foods is all good and natural. But I was looking at an email that someone sent me a few days ago, I guess. And I was appalled because I've always known that the toothpaste has fluoride in it. Mm-hmm. And to try to find a toothpaste that does not have fluoride, and it's an issue. And, you know, I had gone for a checkup to the dentist, and she was in favor of giving me this this Listerine that had fluoride in it. And I said, I don't care for, you know, fluoride, because I know that from the spiritual perspective, it actually affects the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus in a negative way. And a lot of other things, but without getting into that, I was not in favor, and it's almost impossible to find a toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride. Yours is one of those toothpastes. Now, the other interesting thing is that the guy sent in the email, he sent a picture of the different toothpastes, and I had never even noticed this, but in the back it had he was showing toothpaste with the different, four different colors. Like if it was green, it was all natural. If it was blue, it was partially natural and chemical. If it was red, it was mostly chemical and, totally chemical in a combination of something else. And then the black was totally not even chemical, was beyond. And I went and looked at my toothpaste.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it was poisoned. It actually contained some level of negative chemicals in it. So I thought that was really interesting. And I looked at my toothpaste and it was blue. And I bought it at Whole Foods, the Tom's brand, without meaning to send, negative commercials out there. But I thought it was interesting because, you really don't realize what you're buying out there. In the old days, I remember that when a product tried to sell itself or advertise itself, it told the truth about the product. But today, we're hearing that a lot of products that advertise themselves on television and other ways of marketing themselves, there's a lot of lying behind the scenes, and then they're being sued because they're not what they really thought they were.
And that's exactly why doTERRA went the multi-level marketing way, because they need people like myself to sit there and hold someone's hand and educate them and show them how to use the product and explain it all. Because if you see a $5 bottle of lavender at the store and a $20 bottle of lavender, unless someone's there to explain it to you, most people are going to go with the $5 option because, frankly, it's more cost effective. But unless you have someone there to explain it all to you, then it's kind of a moot point there. So
now these bottles of essential oils are small, but they really last a long time because all you really need is, in most cases, two drops a day in a large glass of water. So, I mean, or just rubbing it on. I know I use the breath on my dad. Mm-hmm.
It all depends upon what you're trying to do. So you can use citrus oils. Like there's a blend called Slim and Sassy, where if you're trying to lose weight, you would use 5 drops in a glass of water 5 times a day. This has a blend of oils of cinnamon, ginger, lemon, peppermint, and grapefruit that are specifically targeted for helping your metabolism out. You know, most oils you're really only going to need to use 1 to 3 drops at a time because they are 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs. You know, 1 drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to 28 cups of peppermint tea, just so that you have an idea. Yeah. But there's different things, you know, like if you have any pain and inflammation, you're going to want to use oils more often than if you're just trying to have something, you know, as a general, you know, mood uplifting. It's all a case by, you know, depending upon what you're using, what oil you're trying to use for it, and the different application method.
Yeah.
Right now, my husband sprained his ankle last night, and I am putting the Deep Blue on him every 20 minutes to help with the pain and inflammation. And so it's, you know, whereas if I have my anxiety, which is mostly resided, I'll use Balance every couple of days. It's not even something I would need to use every day because I've gotten that under control. So it's, again, case by case. Different situations will call for different methods.
Right. I know each of the oils has, well, actually they have multiple purposes because I've used them. One of my favorites is the peppermint, what you mentioned. However, there's one that is like good for almost everything, and especially in this time of the winter, the lemon is pretty awesome. I'd like you to tell us, give us a couple of examples of, if you're able to, if you have the information in front of you, if I needed to take it, because most people, you know, in a way they're like oriented, and they, even from a spiritual perspective, they change the body chemistry so that you can be uplifted and in balance mentally and physically. So could you tell us, for example, like what the lemon does and in the power that it does, and what would I be taking it for example, for those people who may not have an idea of what to do with essential oils?
Absolutely. Lemon's actually a great one. It's one of the most versatile oils out there. It can be used to help break down the mucus if you have a cold. It can help detox your body very gently, not like one of those crazy detoxes where you feel awful. It'll help break down the petrochemicals that are in your body, you know, that we just absorb throughout the day, just through plastics. It can also be used cooking in seasoning your food. It can be used to in cleaning products. Lemon essential oil, water, and vinegar. That's usually what I use for most of my cleaning. You can use it if you have any stickies on your, you know, like leftover from a Band-Aid or on a cup, like a, you know, price tag. You can use that to help that come off. You can use it aromatically as a mood elevator. So when you use the oils aromatically, you know, it goes through your olfactory nerve, and that has a direct effect on your nervous system. And so it can affect things like your mood, memory, stress levels, and other emotions. So just by smelling something, it can have a great impact on your body. So like if you have a cold, lemon is a great one. Like in a cup of hot water, you put a drop or two of lemon in it, and that'll definitely help you out.
Yeah. I'm one of those people who likes it easy and simple, and the way I usually take the essential oils is water and in my water bottle made out of glass, of course. But there's also several areas in the body that are very very good areas to use the oils on. For example, the ears and your feet and hands contain all the meridians that you have within the body. So which would be a way that people could apply the oils if they were to get the oils and use them?
There's all sorts of different ways. So if you want to use it topically, now there are some oils you want to be aware of that are either cold or hot. What that means is that they can cause skin irritation, and it'll either feel like cold, like an ice cube, or hot, like, you know, red hots. So you want to be aware of that. And each oil, they're labeled, and there's lots of references. And whoever is your mentor with this can walk you through all of that. But regardless, the bottom of your feet is a great place to go. If you're not sure where to put the oil, the bottom of your feet, because it is so porous and it's also tough skin, so you won't have to worry about putting it, you know, irritating your skin. If you do get oil on sensitive skin, do not put water on it. That's just going to make it worse. You want to find a carrier oil, like fractionated coconut oil, or just any oil that is handy, just not water. What I like to do with the oils, it depends upon what you're trying to do. The back of the neck and down the spine is a great way to get oils into your system, because that goes along your central nervous system down your spine. But since not every, you know, it's kind of hard to put oils there. You know, I like to put a drop or two in my hands and then cup my nose and mouth and breathe in. And, you know, that gives a great burst of it to it.
Yeah. Now you, you can actually detect, you have a little machine, and I don't even remember what it's called, but you're able with this machine to tell us a little bit about, you know, it analyzes the energy field. And so a person puts their hands on the machine and then, for testing, and then you can basically determine what's off in their their energy field. And through that, it gives you advice on which oils you can actually recommend to people. One of my favorite also oils is the peppermint. And one of the things I do like to do with the peppermint is put it on the back of my neck, because when it's hot, for example, I understood that peppermint is really good for when it's hot in the summer and you have to be outside and it's suffocatingly humid, which can happen here in the DC area around the middle of the summer. And what it's really interesting, because you put just a little drop on your finger and you put it on the back of your neck and you feel this tingling just going down, and it cools you off your body. So it's almost like having air conditioning in a place where there's none. Now, that's what it does at the physical level. I mean, it does a lot more things. I know peppermint does a lot more things. Can you tell us a little bit, for example, about peppermint? And besides what it does at the physical level, how does the peppermint at the spiritual level also enhances when you utilize these oils? Because they work at multiple levels, not just at the physical.
Yeah, you know, there's all sorts of different ways that the oils can actually have an effect on you. You know, the way that you kind of look at it is if you're familiar with how it works on the physical level, then you kind of just turn the way that you're thinking about it, and that's how it can help you on the emotional side as well. So peppermint's really good if you're having if you're having a block or if you're having any pain. So, and you know, it just really depends upon what you have going on. I don't have my book on me that can give me my references, but that I would definitely want to have my book handy for. But when it comes to energy, there's a whole impact. Hello, you there?
Okay. Well, you don't have your book on you, but I do.
Awesome.
So actually, let's see if I can find peppermint real quick, and I can tell our audience a little bit about it. I had to take my headset off for a minute so that I could go grab it, but I do have it here in my office, so I wanted to see they're in alphabetical order. And for example, it says lemon, the oil of focus. So it helps to focus, which I know I need. So let's see. The delightful citrus aroma of lemon oil nourishes the mind and aids concentration. While lemon supports the emotional body, its major effects are experienced in the mental field. See, that's pretty powerful. The crisp scent of lemon oil improves one's ability to focus. Lemon is a wonderful aid for children struggling with school. It teaches individuals to be mentally present by focusing on one thing at a time. Boy, I teach the techniques of multi-dimensional functioning, so this is very interesting. Lemon dispels confusion and bestows clarity. it counterbalances mental fatigue due to too much studying or reading. Lemon restores energy, mental flexibility, and the drive to complete a project, basically. Excuse me. Lemon is especially helpful in cases of learning disorders. And a lot of people like to pop pills into their children because they're, you know, so this is one of the things that they can do it very naturally with that. I'll share a little bit story that I had an experience when I was working on a government project a bunch of years ago, and I went to Colorado, and one of the people that was working with us on the project had invited everybody to their houses, you know, as an introductory party to the project, and they had their children there, and they were giving them medication, very serious medication, because their children were you know, attention deficit basically, and they couldn't control them. So the best thing they did was give them medication. I remember I was there with my partner at the time, and we were, you know, we do natural healing, so we recommended or suggested that we could, you know, look at his son and maybe have a little session with him. And he was like, "Oh no, that might be a little weird." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess." I thought to myself, I didn't want to insult the guy, but I thought to myself, "Yeah, because the chemicals and the medications are not weird at all. They just basically destroy your mind and your body." So let me finish this real quick. Whether an individual has difficult time concentrating or feels incapable of learning, lemon clears self-judgment about learning, such as "I'm dumb" or "I am not good student." Lemon calms fears, insecurities, while restoring confidence in the self. Interesting. That's almost like meditating. Emotionally, lemon inspires a natural playfulness and buoyancy in the heart. It assists in releasing feelings of depression by restoring feelings of joy and happiness. Lemon inspires joyful involvement in the present moment by infusing the soul with energy, confidence, and alertness. And then what I like about this little book is it gives you a little summary at the bottom. And it says, emotionally addressed confusion, inability to focus, mental fatigue, lack of joy and energy, learning disorders, and guilt. And then it goes on to say, companion oils, rosemary, digestive blend, invigorating blend, and joyful blend. And again, you know, I'll repeat what I said earlier. I like things simple, so this covers almost everything you could possibly think of.
Yeah. Lemon is a very good oil to use. It can help with so many different things.
Yeah. But this, I have to say, this book is really powerful. It's called Emotions and Essential Oils, A Modern Resource for Healing and Emotional Reference Guide. And I love it because, I mean, you have this extensive explanation, and then you can just look at the summary at the bottom for people who are trying to figure out how they could use the oils. And one of my favorite, of course, is Rose, which is extremely expensive. You guys don't even sell that, but I won't get into that with you. I know I mentioned this to you before. That's my little pee with the essential oils. But let's see. I wanted to briefly just mention the one for peppermint. Here it is. And just the little summary at the bottom says, emotionally addressed unbearable pain, intense depression, heaviness, pessimistic, and muddled. And then it says companion oils, joyful blend, tangerine, lime, rose, and cypress. So, I mean, I think this is an awesome book. So,
yeah, between the emotions book as well as the modern essentials book, it's great for anyone who's trying to use essential oils. I use it on a daily basis because all the knowledge I have is just about managing my resources. It's the same thing I tell everyone that's, you know, all my customers and all my team. Is no enough for today, and nowhere to find the resources that you need tomorrow.
Now, I wanted the audience or the listeners to hear you talk about this because I think you're being a little humble. But the oils, you're working with cancer patients currently. I know I referred you a friend of mine who had cancer. And do you want to share a little bit with us about that? Because it's very powerful that you have something in nature that can actually help us to, which would seem the logical thing in the first place. But
yeah, so they actually have a blend of oils. I was at a convention just a few weeks ago, and they had they're doing a study at the Utah State University to show the effects of a blend called DDR Prime on cancer cells. And they, in this study, had which is still ongoing right now, they took colon cancer, stomach cancer, and breast cancer, and they exposed it to the blend neat, and then they also diluted it a number of times. And they actually saw a positive reaction when you put the essential oils on there, and they saw a recession from the cancer cells. Now, the study is still ongoing, but all so far, everything that they've had is showing that this is a great thing to use for anyone who is dealing with cancer. There's also, there's a lot of different things that when a cancer patient or anyone who's having serious ailments, there's different things that they're dealing with, whether it's pain physically or emotionally. There's a lot of emotional support that can make a huge difference in someone's recovery time. Because, if your body will heal itself, there is that whole part of mind over matter. But if your mind is, all sorts of, hurt and broken, then you're not able to kind of help yourself with that.
Right. Well, one of the things we talk about in the show, and especially about spirituality and energy and meditation, is that the power of the mind over the body. And any illness, the reason people can detect abnormalities in the body is because an illness appears at the energy level before it actually manifests at the physical level. So that's why psychic people can actually tune into people's problems at a higher level, if we are able to read the energy fields. And it's interesting that that it shows first at the energy level, because it's all really a result of our mind and what we think. I remember one time reading this book, this powerful book from Napoleon Hill, and it was very powerful because it said that we have the capacity to clear our minds and weed out all the negativity that we, on a daily basis, bombards us outside and inside based on the thoughts and belief systems we have about ourselves. And the interesting thing was that when you weed out, you're basically getting rid of, it's like working the garden, you're getting rid of all the weeds, and you're making sure that what you're planting in your mental garden is going to be something that bears fruit and grows and is beautiful. Well, that affects your energy, the physical body. So it's like, in a way, what I like to compare it at the mundane level is like if you cut off the circulation to your hand, it's going to turn purple. And pretty soon, if you don't, if you continue to cut off the circulation, you may not feel anything. Your hand will go to sleep. And eventually, if you keep cutting off the circulation, your hand can die off after a period of time. So the interesting thing is that when this is true at the energy level as well, that when we keep having these negative thoughts, it's a similar process. We're cutting off the energy to the body, and that's why certain parts of the body hold more stress than others, because it affects those energy fields that in the body which are maybe weaker or directly associated related to that through their chakras and their different energy centers. So this actually helps to bring that energy also into balance at the physical and therefore impacting the energy field, so that the mind can also heal itself, which is extremely powerful. And the other thing I wanted to say is that naturopaths, doctors that are actually trained doctors and do not want to practice traditional medicine, really didn't have a lot to work with, because the level of even natural medicine that's out there is either limited to some of the foreign countries, or it's really it still has some level of chemicals in them, like stuff you can buy at Whole Foods still. So this really gives those people something powerful to work with.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It is absolutely fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about your work with these cancer patients. How do the oils help them? Do they find that, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to heal because it, you know, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go, and we all have a specific time that we've agreed to exit this earth or not. What does it do either for the people that are going to be transitioning or for the people that don't necessarily need to transition? How does that help them a little bit? Does, for example, one of the things that happens when you do an energy on people, you do energy healing, is whether it's supposed to heal them or not is dependent on, you know, a higher purpose. And one is that they either get healed, or at least it makes their period of illness or more bearable. So would that apply also for the oils?
Yeah, you know, that's what I was saying before, is that a lot of it is, you know, there's a time and a place for Western medicine, and you know, if someone's going through chemo, there's a lot of side effects that come with that, and the oils can absolutely help someone deal with that. You know, whether it's from the nausea, or you know, they're getting depressed because of, you know, a massive ton of antibiotics. The oils can definitely help with that. You know, also, you know, doing like a you know, the PBNG Exorcist, using that to cleanse your GI system, that can also be very, very helpful, because I'll, you know, most of your immune system is in your gut, so it's pretty important to take care of that guy.
Yeah. And a lot of illnesses we don't even realize, but it has to do with the, exactly that, the gut. interesting. One of the other things I wanted you to share with us is that this is also a powerful business opportunity for people who might be looking for other sources of income, either to supplement their income. You know, based on their what they're making in a regular job, and also an opportunity. Tell us a little bit about what your path has been like when you heard of, from the moment you've heard about essential oils to where you are now, because you just mentioned you were in a convention. I know you were, and you were awarded. So you want to share a little bit about that with the audience here?
Yeah. So I was in corporate IT for 10 years, and I switched out of that. I started sharing the oils with people, and about 8 months later, I was able to leave my corporate job. That was actually just about a year ago, actually a year ago today, that I was no longer, that I became self-employed. And it has been absolutely fantastic, because there's so many different people's lives that have been able to touch and help improve, both, you know, with the physical, physical wellness, as well as financial wellness. You know, giving people the option of, you know, I didn't even realize working for myself was really a feasible option until I started sharing this with people and saw how much people really wanted to take care of themselves. And now I have the opportunity to give others financial freedom, which has been pretty fantastic. If I, you know, my mom's one of my on my team, and I'm able to help, you know, her with, you know, being able to retire comfortably, and other people who are either just trying to supplement, you know, their income, people who just don't want to pay for oils, so they, you know, they're sharing the oils with people just so that they can earn enough that they never have to pay for oils again. There's no right or wrong way to want to share the oils with people, and you know, it's all about just sharing your experiences.
Now, you talked about you were in IT for how long, you said?
10 years.
10 years. And Colleen, I like to people to the our audience to know how old you are, because you're very, very young. So you know, she talks about being in the IT field for 10 years, so you're thinking, you know, she's this old, but you're actually, how young are you? Because you're very young.
I just turned 30.
Okay.
I've been working in telecommunications since before I was even in college. So it's
really?
One way or another, I was always in the always with computers. I was a bit of a geek.
Yeah. Now, how would people? You have a way of with the little energy machine. You actually have a way of helping people read their energy fields and detect what imbalances they have. And one of mine was fennel. I needed fennel for it was like the biggest would cover the fennel oil was supposed to cover one of the biggest challenges I had or address most of my problems. Tell us a little bit about the what the essential oils can do for you. From a you were talking about how you got into this. Now, what were you awarded with this? Because, like I said, you've been doing this maybe a year and a half, and you're already at a level where you support yourself full time. What would a person who wants to maybe do this? What would they need to expect a little bit? Because you're a little bit out of the ordinary, I would say, in building the business.
It's, you know, it really just comes down to sharing with people. That's really what it is. You know, just, you don't need to carry stock and you don't need to do any huge investments. You know, you just need to have oils that you want to share with people. And it's, you know, it's really all that it comes down to is just, you know, finding people's needs and then helping them reach those goals.
And we're always referring to people products that we like that are out there in the store, which may not be that good for you. So this is a great opportunity to refer people to things that are. I was going to briefly just mention for fennel what it works on. It's the fennel is an oil of responsibility, and so the fennel is about lack of desire, unwillingness to take responsibility for self or life, shame, weak sense of self, numb to body signals. And then the companion oils are digestive blend, grapefruit, ginger, joyful blend. Now, a person who doesn't know much about oils would think that they might need to, even myself, I mean, I know a little bit about oils, and I thought, well, Colleen, I'm going to have to buy all these freaking oils to get myself on the right track. And that's not really the case because the oils actually are overarching, and you don't have to buy 10 oils or 5 oils to address an issue, correct?
Absolutely. You don't need to buy everything that's out there. That what I tell people is, you know, find one or two oils, learn about them each month, and add them to your repertoire.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the best thing to do. That's because this way you don't want to overwhelm yourself. You want to make it, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah. Now I'm going to advertise my website first, but then I'll ask you to tell us how people can get in touch with you. I have my little website called Conscious Terra. I specifically use the word conscious because I wanted all my stuff to in branding and in holding the thought of branding to all have a common factor, and it's all about consciousness. It's all about growth and spirituality. It's all about nature and healing the body and the mind and weeding out all that is negative. So my website, if you need to go on there, is Conscious Terra. There is a prefix before that, though, isn't there, Colleen?
Yeah, it would be mydoterra.com/Conscious Terra.
Yeah. And to find you, you actually have your own website. So why don't you share with the audience? We have about a few more minutes to go. And tell us a little bit, how would people get in touch with you and how could you help them?
Yeah, so my website is www.totallyessential.org. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me if you're interested in learning. I do a free 15-minute consultation. I can send you a sample if you'd like so you can have an experience of your own. Because I know when you're trying something new that you've never experienced before, you know, spending any money is very, very, you know, can hold people back. And I'd rather you have a positive experience. We have workshops all over the Mid-Atlantic. If you're not in the area, feel free to reach out to me anyway. We can either do a online class or I can get you in touch with a local rep that can take care of you.
Yeah, because that's very interesting. Our show is worldwide. I've had actually people from different parts of Europe contact me, and also nationwide. So that's very important that you mention that, because if a person can't come to you because they're not local, how would they get in touch with you? Is by going through your website and getting your contact information, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can reach me right through the website. Easy peasy.
Okay. Well, is there anything that, any thought, we're coming close to Thanksgiving, any thought that you would like to leave us with in regards to the essential oils that might help some of our audience? Any last minute words of wisdom?
we have a blog, and one of the things I just posted on it was a wild orange and cranberry chutney. You can use your own seasonings, use your own flavorings, using essential oils that give you therapeutic value that don't just taste good, but they're good for you. So I cannot recommend that enough, especially since you can cook with these oils and you're going to get a whole lot of therapeutic value for also just having delicious food.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing all of this with us. And again, you suggested that people can actually give you a call. They don't have to be here in person, but they can give you a call and get in touch and find out a little bit more about doTERRA and the oils. And you can give them a how long of a consultation, you said, over the phone?
Usually I say 15 minutes, but it can go longer than that. Don't really try to cut people off if we're getting some progress.
Right. Okay. Well, you did one for me, the little, what did you call the machine?
It's a Cytocompass.
Yeah. And it's pretty cool. I liked it very much because it gives you all this little information. Everyone, I wanted to thank you for joining us tonight, and we're going to have some wonderful guests in the near future. We're hoping to have Akiana, the magnificent child prodigy in poetry and painting, spiritual painting, in a few weeks. And also we're going to have some of the other guests like Eric Pearl coming in the new year. And also we're going to have Rana Prince, which was on our show just last month. So I look forward to talking to you guys again. And for this holiday season, have a very merry, merry Thanksgiving, although merry is more for Christmas. A wonderful Thanksgiving. May you have a reason to be grateful. And my best wishes, love and light to all of you. And Colleen, thank you so much for joining us and sharing all these wonderful products.
Anytime. You all have a wonderful holiday season.
All right.